Sam Clawson, head coach and GM for Fort McMurray Oil Barons.
Sam, how would you say you would grade your team's performance here as we approach the 15-game mark of this season so far?
Yeah, I like where we're at. I think we're still finding a little bit of inconsistency in our game, but I think overall I like is the way the guys are working for each other out there. You know, it's, you know, in terms of the systems, the details that we want to play with, we continue to try to sharpen that up. And again, that's where the, when I talk about the inconsistency in terms of results, that's where that comes from. It's not being as sharp as we want to be. But again, we're a quarter way into the season here, and lots of work ahead.
Yeah, and you've had plenty of time on home ice so far. Yeah. I guess, you know, when you looked at the schedule and saw a 9-game homestand plus a kind of a bye week in there as well, how did you guys approach that in trying to maximize, you know, that time together and to get off to a good start?
Yeah, I think it was a good opportunity for us to, I think, settle in and just focus on, I think, establishing who we are in Fort McMurray. Obviously, we had some good competition coming in, Drumheller, Calgary, Grand Prairie, Whitecourt. Those were some good teams in this league, and so we knew it wasn't going to be an easy home stretch. But I honestly, over that October home stretch there, I liked our game for the most part, and obviously we're excited to get the results that we did.
Yeah, and again, when you look at home games as maybe expendable assets, you guys emptied the clip on about one-third of that already, but you did get points in 8 of the 9 games, 6-1-2. Yeah. I mean, the results were there.
Yeah, the boys earned it for sure. They worked for it.
Excellent. So talk us through your leadership group for this year and what you've seen from the players wearing the letters for you.
Drew Freer, I think, is he's just honestly a great guy. I don't know how else to say it. The guys really respect him in terms of the way that he plays on the ice, but then how he carries himself off the ice. He's able to connect with each guy. He's a bit goofy, but knows the right times to be serious and businesslike. Just has a really good, I think, awareness of what the team needs when they need it. And then again, his presence on the ice, just the guy competes and he works, and he's, you know, there's not too much flashy about his game, but he just goes to the hard areas and he leads the way in that. So he's been doing a great job for us as our captain. And then you look at a guy like Ryan Arnold, obviously, you know, he's been putting the puck in the net for us, and we need him to do that. He's really stepped up and been that guy for us. He's also a bit of a big goofball in the dressing room as well. So in terms of what he brings in leadership, just that ability to connect with guys and make them feel at home, those young guys. And, you know, he's played for a few different junior teams. And so it's, he brings that experience and helps our young guys settle in. Cody Nordstrom, you know, for him, it's his physicality. He leads by example out there in terms of blocking shots and finishing checks and just being really hard to play against, which is one of the things that we want to be known as, is a tough team. And then Leo Adams is our 06 that's wearing a letter for us. He's a guy last year as a rookie was the only player that maybe didn't get healthy scratched a game. And it's because of the work ethic and compete that he brings. He's so consistent in what he does out there, up and down the rink, playing physical, working, competing. And again, a lot of guys or the guys in the room just look to him as a guy that they really respect because of the way that he leads in action.
Excellent. A big loss in the lineup for you tonight is in terms of body size and his presence is Willem Torwood, who did spend some time here with the Olds Grizzlies. Yeah. What's the prognosis on his injury and, what has he brought to your team this year?
Yeah, you know, he's going to be out for a while, unfortunately, and that's tough to see for any 20-year-old. It's a disappointing circumstance for guys that are in their last junior of hockey. So disappointed for him, but, he's a great young man as well. About as, honest as they come in terms of work ethic, but also in terms of the way that he communicates. He'll tell you exactly how he feels. And we really appreciate about that, about him. And he does a great job of leading that dressing room, even from the situation that he's in right now.
Excellent. You've got two APs as your goaltending tandem here. So just walk us through that situation and what you expect from Casey and Sergio.
Yeah, so, you know, last night, Drumheller, I thought Sergio had a great game. Both of them are smaller goalies, but they're both, you know, athletic, they're dynamic, they compete so hard in the net. And so, you know, for us going into this week, 4 games in 5 nights, being in a situation like we are, it's an opportunity for us to rally around a couple of young goalies that really, really work and compete hard. And that obviously is part of who we are as an identity, so they fit right in. And, Sergio played great last night. Casey came in on Saturday versus Whitecourt for the last 30 13-ish minutes and did a heck of a job holding him fourth down for us and helping us get the 2 points out of that game. So we're confident that he'll get the job done again tonight.
Excellent. And the last one for you, is there a player that's been a pleasant surprise for you and exceeded expectations so far, do you think?
Yeah, I think, as a group, I could call out a bunch of names. I think probably the one that maybe comes to my mind right now as we're chatting is our 07 forward, Jackson Gauthier. Came to us after having a year in the WHL with Swift Current. And, sometimes it just, for young guys, as they transition to junior, things just don't click for whatever reason. And, he found himself in a situation where he just kind of needed a fresh start. And so he came to us, and, he's just taken off. Like, he's... First off, he's been a great fit in our dressing room. The guys really enjoy having him around. And then what he brings on the ice is just, a 200-foot game. He works, he competes, but then also his playmaking and finishing ability, given the opportunity here, he's really been able to take it and run with it. So it's been exciting to see him step up and get the results and help us win hockey games.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate your time, Sam. Keep her going. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Galen.